God's way of flowing his forgiveness and mercy, you see, very much so in a box, in a structure like the building of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, come there once a year on Yom Kippur, and the delivery system has changed because of what Jesus has done. God resides in our hearts, and we're able to flow his mercy to other people. A few months ago, someone shared with me, well, just this last week they shared this, but someone attended this church at one of our funerals in May, and they received God's mercy and forgiveness, even though they were attending a funeral, and they've never actually attended a worship service, actually. When they attended that service back in May, a few days after that service, they called up and shared with me some of the concerns that were happening in their life. They talked about how they were probably 5 months away from losing their sight. They talked about how they hadn't talked to anyone, and they didn't know what to do, and they were very scared. And in the phone call, this person shared, "I'd like to hear God's word. Do you have an audio of the Bible?" So when I got that call, this was again towards the end of May, I went over to Bi-Mart and bought a CD player and found a CD of pop stars who had read the Bible. It was kind of, I know, it was so weird, but there it was. It was the Bible read. And I brought it to the man, and in that moment, there was no lecture, there was no sermon. We didn't go through a 15-step process of what you need to do to become a Christian. We kind of ended the conversation and just said gently, "Well, we might cross paths. Maybe if you stop in Philomath, I'd love to talk to you more. Keep me up to speed on how you're doing." This last week, he called to say, "Boy, did the church make an amazing difference in my life." How is that possible? He's not attended any of our worship services. He doesn't know all the details of confirmation class. This is how the church was brought to him. God's temple resided in a heart, and it was brought directly to him. The definition of a temple is nothing more than a middle point between God and human beings. God being perfect and holy and set apart, human beings being sinful and broken and really not on track. And the temple is that middle point where God can meet human beings. Now, a physical building is not going to do that today, but what will work is recognizing that God is in our hearts. Not because we're perfect, not because we've achieved things like King Herod, not because we have a reputation or a big bank account, but simply because Jesus is in your heart. He is a high priest going to work inside your heart to spread God's mercy and grace to those that you come across in your meetings. And so often those meetings don't happen necessarily in a physical building. They happen with a simple conversation. They happen with a prayer. They happen by hearing God's word. More and more, we want here at Peace Lutheran to be a church in which our members see themselves as temples, middle points between other people and God. God's mercy flows out through our hearts to other people. How can you do that in practical ways? I just want to share a few here this morning and just lay it upon your heart. One is, next week you're going to receive this membership new directory, this new directory of our membership at Peace. Don't do what I did as a child or youth. I put mustaches on the pastor. Please avoid that. Oh, man. But in all sincerity, would you take time to just leaf through, pray over someone that you haven't seen? There are a few in here. Don't want to name names, but there's a few. Would you be willing to write a note to someone? What if each one of us wrote a note to someone in this directory? Just a Bible passage. That's something that we could do to flow mercy, forgiveness to God's people. Here's another thing. Holiday Cheer Program is coming to our church. We have the ability to bring hygiene items to those who are in need. The price of those hygiene items are very high these days. The need is great. The more we bring in, the more of a blessing we are. The more we act as God's temple for those people who need his mercy these days. The Vita Moses tree is going to be put up in the next few weeks. Would you consider taking a tag? A gift for a family in need? Sharing with them? What a beautiful picture it would be and will be in the next few weeks. We're not just doing good deeds. We're simply being God's temple, flowing out his mercy, his forgiveness, his love to those that we come across. Amen.